Time now for Richard Freeman and Frankly Freeman. Richard, good morning to you on a Wednesday.
Morning, Andrew.
Well, Richard, announced for the sixth consecutive year, the English Premier yearling sale in Melbourne has risen to new heights, continuing the momentum of a record classic sale last month in Sydney. The averages were up. All the figures were basically up in Melbourne. What are you thinking about the figures the Australian yearling sales are producing at the moment?
Well, they always surprise me because they always go up so much. I mean, prize money has gone up somewhat over the period, but, you know, they go up exponentially, and they have been for quite some time. We've got a correction with the GFC, and that's understandable. But since then, they've marched on again. I think there's some interesting reasons around it, though, and some interesting stats around it. I haven't been able to get all the figures and crunch all the stats. Someone else may have done that already. But if you look at the Easter yearling sale, which is the only major one left to come up, in 2008, there were 28 yearlings that made $1 million or more. And in 2008 was in, obviously, Easter times, just before the GFC hit. In 2014, last year, there was only 7 yearlings made $1 million plus. Now, in that period of time, prize money went up. Lots of things improved in the racing game. And the dollar stayed almost exactly the same. It was about 93 cents US in 2008. And it was about 93 cents US in 2014. Now, the 2015 sale is going to be interesting because the Australian dollar will probably be around the 78 cent mark. So that's a massive percentage drop in the value of the Australian dollar. And Easter, often driven by foreign money. A lot of the buyers of the big lots at Easter do it with foreign money. Now, will they come here and spend even more because it's cheaper for them? There is a good chance that they'll do that. That notion has probably played on the minds of buyers at these yearling sales that have already taken place. They're probably thinking, if I go to Easter with the amount of money I have, I'm going to get blown out of the water by these foreign guys because they're getting a 20 to 25% discount on what they were paying last year. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where they head to with that. And I think that's pushed a lot of the Australian buyers back into the Magic Millions, back into the Classic Sale, back into the Premier Sale in Melbourne. And I also think there is a shift in mentality. Given that, you know, that just that little stat from Easter, $28 million plus yearlings in 2008, 7 in 2014. I think Australian buyers are moving back into the lower and middle market.
Yep.
They're looking for good types at a good price, getting value for money. You know, business is not flying at the moment. I know the share market has been, but generally business is not flying. So maybe they don't have as much disposable, some of these buyers, as they used to have. And it's pushing competition for those middle-range yearlings even stronger. And I think that's where you're seeing the growth, in the middle-range yearlings. The bottom of the market's still the bottom and no one wants them. The top of the market has dropped off. There's not as many expensive horses. And I think everyone's pushed into the middle. And I think that's what's driving the stats of these second-level sales.
Well, at the moment, you go to the sales and all you hear is from the people trying to buy, how strong's the middle part of the market? I mean, because as you say, I think a lot of Australian buyers are now, you know, looking at that and trying to buy the type rather than just look for the high figure.
Oh, I don't think there's a doubt about that. I think they've realised that there's inherent risk in buying yearlings. Doesn't matter how good the, you know, how good their pedigree is, there's inherent risk in buying them. I always say this, I've always said this to anyone who's ever asked me, you know, how do you make money buying yearlings? I said, well, the simple fact of the matter is it doesn't matter what you actually spend on them. It doesn't matter what you pay for them. Because if they can gallop and if they can win races, you'll make money. And if they can't, you'll lose money. And that doesn't matter if you pay $20,000 for them or $2 million for them. Somehow it works out. You buy the $2 million yearling, if he can run, you'll syndicate him to a stud, you'll make money. If he can't, you'll lose a fortune. $20,000 yearling, but can't run, you'll lose all the money you spend on training fees and braking fees and things like that. So one way or another, if they can run, you'll make money. If they can't, you won't.
Well, I know I'm talking about a high-profile horse here, but Deep Field, it was interesting. He's not running on Saturday, Richard. There's nothing wrong, no drama. But Michael Hawke said to me this morning when he gave us the news is that he's a colt who is a high-profile horse that could end up, you know, making a lot of money for the owners. They need to protect, and this is what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, you've just got to be aware of what the future can be for your horse.
I'm not accusing Michael of manipulating the truth, but I've often said that same thing when there's been something wrong with the horse.
Hang on. I always believe everything you say. Are you manipulating things too, are you?
I can remember saying that about horses years and years ago, saying, oh, I've got to protect its value and nothing wrong with it, when there was something wrong with it. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Deep Field. There might be nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But I just never take those things on face value, even from good mates of mine like Michael Hawkes, who is a very good fella. I would never accuse him of telling a lie.
No, I would never have thought you're a cynical person, but now I'm starting to really learn about you.
Just one more thing about that yearling sale. Interesting fact. New Zealand this year, their premier yearling sale in New Zealand, the average price crept up a little bit. The median price stayed exactly the same. The gross was down a little bit, and their dollar remained exactly the same as it did last year. So nothing much changed, and the dollar didn't change.
Yep.
The Australian dollar versus New Zealand dollar. But the Australian dollar versus the US dollar, the pound, and every other major currency where those major foreign buyers come from, has devalued a lot, and that could have implications for Easter.
Looking forward to Easter time and that sale coming up. We'll be doing a fair bit on Sky Radio and Sky Racing World in particular. Thanks for your time, Richard. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Okay, mate.
Thanks, mate.